Today on Rocking the Suburbs,
Nicholas calls in, and I think he talks about the same album he mentioned before.
That could be true, or maybe you're suffering from déjà vu. Okay, we are at Friday now. Friday of week two of Listener Favorites, 2021 Favorites. And this is going to continue into next week. We have a few more calls to get to next week. I'm not sure if it'll fill up all of next week or not. We'll have to wait and see if we, you know, get any more in the interim. But we'll have the listener calls. We have some intern picks of their favorites of last year, and we'll make our picks to wrap things up later, you know, this month. So there you go. Always a good month of episodes, I think.
Always look forward to it. Yeah, very much.
Okay, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to do three calls today because everybody, these three calls just made one pick, either an album or a song. So let's load up here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first caller today. This guy is so popular that he has theme music.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Nicholas calling in from Sweden about my favorite song and my favorite album of 2021. My favorite album is called Bye Bye Baby, although all the lyrics are in French, except for the chorus for Bye Bye Baby. This is an album made by Marion Brunetteau, and it's made under her moniker Requin Chagrin. And as always, apologies for my French, or as you say over there, pardon my French. It's not what it should be, but I'm doing my best here. This is by far the album that I've listened the most to during 2021. I love the dreamy vocals. I love the synths. It's the melodies. It's brilliant. And the song I've listened the most to this year is Déjà Vu. And it's from the same album, so it's quite simple. And I had a song pick earlier in the year when I called you guys, and that was Foo. But Déjà Vu, I've streamed it over 200 times, like some kind of youth, as they do, and as I used to do back in the days, and apparently I've done this again this year. So the song is Déjà Vu, and the album is Bye Bye Baby by Requin Chagrin. All right, keep safe, everyone. And I hope we all have a better 2022 than the crappy 2021 and 2020. All right then, take care, cheers, bye bye.
Je voyais parfois l'étoile qui brille plus fort.
Okay, what did you think of that?
That was really interesting. I liked it. I got to tell you, the first thing that came to my mind was the magnetic fields.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of that beautiful, I don't want to say icy, but kind of cool toned melody. You know what I mean? It's really cool. I like that stuff a lot. And the way the chorus kind of just explodes out of that, too, in you know, kind of a uplifting way. I thought it was really neat.
I liked it a lot, and I'll just say, once again, I'm so happy for the diversity of the listeners, you know, the listeners' picks.
Oh, my God, just, yes.
This is stuff I would never find on my
amazing.
Own.
Yeah, totally amazing. And Niklas is so great about that. And, man, another, you know, huge part of our community. And we certainly hope that, as Steven said, that the travel restrictions and everything will be in such a place that, you know, we can meet and hang out with Niklas in person this year.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's move on to caller number two today.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. This is Bud Burge from Silver Spring, Maryland. Longtime listener. Very rare caller. Just calling in to touch base with my picks from 2021. Got to say the highlight of the year was probably sitting in for cocktail week with the guys back in June or July, maybe August. I can't remember. It was a very messy week that we drank a whole lot of stuff, and I'm looking forward to cocktail week too. I also dug how the whole community came together for our first annual Suburbs Fest. Looking forward to Suburbs Fest number two. Usually every year I try to look for a song that you guys would never play in the podcast. I think I might have found one this year. But then I'll give you my real pick afterwards. How can you sleep on Fancy Like by Walker Hayes? How did this song not win every country music award out there this season? Come on. Going to Applebee's, Bourbon Street Steaks, Oreo Shake, Two Straws, One Check. Come on. It even had a TikTok dance viral sensation go behind it. I don't know what TikTok is, but I do kind of like the song. But for real, my song of the year was Mine Forever by Lord Huron. I just love the vibe of the song. It sounds a bit like Roy Orbison singing a soundtrack to a old Western movie with that big, fat guitar sound. If you haven't heard it so far, check it out. If you listen to the Spectrum on Sirius XM, they play it all the time. You listen to WRNR of Annapolis, they play it all the time. And I also listen to a station I used to listen to back in college, WRSI, up in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Alexa is a fabulous thing that can find all these awesome radio stations for you. So once again, thanks, Jim and Patrick. Hope you have a happy new year. Thanks to all the interns, and thank you to everybody in the Rock in the Suburbs land that made 2021 pretty bearable. I can't wait to hear all your picks for this year. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
Okay, Lord Huron, that is a great pick for
that
Song of the Year.
Really is cool. That's a great song. I had not heard that. I don't know how you feel, Jim. Lord Huron is a band. I don't know. I always have kind of a hard time putting them, you know, in my mind somewhere. I'm not really sure like what they're totally about. Everything I hear seems a little different to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I need to sit down and listen to everything maybe and I can help that out. But I really liked that song a lot. I loved the sort of spaghetti western-ish guitar that was on top of that, and just kind of that whole melody that was almost, you know, kind of a martial beat. It was kind of going on. It's really cool. And I'm looking here at the cover of Long Lost album cover. It's a really cool album cover, too. So I definitely got to check this out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bud Verge, ladies and gentlemen, what do you need to say? I mean, the man is a myth and a legend, and he's just an awesome person.
And I will say this, if you really want to hear the song Fancy Like, listeners, you're on your own for that.
You have to go to Applebee's and listen to it on your headphones. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on here to, I mentioned three callers today. Mm-hmm. Here is caller number three.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan, calling in with my favorite album of 2021. 2021 was another great year of music, so many albums to choose from, but there was one clear favorite for me. I've mentioned him on the pod before, Neil Francis with his album In Plain Sight. That's Neil spelled N-E-A-L. Believe it or not, there is another musician out there that is named Neil Francis. Neil is a Chicago-based singer-songwriter. He grew up in Chicago, and his father introduced him to the blues, taking him to some of the famous Chicago blues clubs. The album In Plain Sight just oozes with its 70s vibe. Neil has said that the album has been described as station wagon rock with a more relatable version of yacht rock that bounces with nostalgia. You can hear those New Orleans influences like Alan Toussaint, Professor Longhair, Dr. John, The Meters. I also hear a lot of the Rolling Stones in this album. It was recorded in a church in Chicago where he had worked as a music director and actually lived in the church during the pandemic. I had the pleasure of seeing Neil and his band open up for the Black Pumas this past fall. My neighbor made the comment he was surprised the Black Pumas would have him as the opener, as Neil and his band absolutely killed. Check out the track Prometheus with its Greek mythology roots and Tales of Isolation, which were very relatable during the pandemic. Thanks as always for everything you guys do. Special shout out to the interns. I hope to see everybody at Suburbs Fest 2022. And when you're not listening to the podcast every day, be sure to tune into Rockin' the Suburbs Radio every day.
Okay, what'd you think of that? Neil Francis. That has kind of some classic rock radio vibes to me.
It definitely does. And I thought the production was really, really interesting, too. The way the drums were kind of real up front, but not like super dominating. You know, they're almost like slap, sap sounding, which I thought was really, really interesting. And did Keith say he was a musical director at a church? I mean, that would be a pretty cool church to attend services at, if that was the indication. Yeah. I also noticed, Jim, that Neil Francis is on Coal Mine Records, which is turning out to be one of the most interesting labels around. I mean, they have Duran Jones and the Indications, Black Pumas, many other very interesting artists as well. So if you don't know Coal Mine Records, check out what they got, because they have a very, very interesting roster.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before. Yeah. When I discovered Coal Mine Records, they are based in Loveland, Ohio, is a suburb of Cincinnati. I had an uncle who lived in Loveland, Ohio, and it is the last place on earth you would expect to find a cool record label. Let me tell you.
Yeah, totally amazing.
So I love it. I think that's wonderful. Okay. Thanks very much, everybody who called.
Yeah, thanks all.
This week, we have some more callers that you'll hear next week.
Cool.
And so enjoy your weekend is what I'm trying to say.
I think that's good advice. Yeah. Okay. Get out there and enjoy it. And just want to, definitely echo what everyone has said. Let's hope 2020 is a good year for all of us.
2022
is what I should say. God, that was a bad slip up. But let's hope it's good for all of us and healthy and happy and all that stuff. So thanks for everyone who expressed those sentiments.
Agreed. And you heard Keith mention the Rock in the Suburbs radio. I sincerely hope by the time everyone hears this that it is up and running.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
But it's something we've been working on with Keith for the last couple of months, getting an actual streaming radio station where you can hear full songs and various members of the community will serve as DJs and so on. And it's taking a little more time than I think we anticipated, but hopefully by the time you hear this, you'll be able to tune in and hear us, spinning tunes, right?
Yeah,
all Stacks part of our wax
that's,
and all that.
That's right, Stacks of Wax. Our plan to achieve world domination of your ear holes with music, and you can say booger on our radio station too, which is cool.
Exactly. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Girl is banging, she's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. My girl is happy, rolling on a Vespa. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey,
yeah, we fancy. Cool.